Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone. everyone. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to the Blog Talk Radio Station. Amen. We are Eagles Wings Ministries, a church with and without walls. Amen. And so we bless God for what he's going to do. We're just going to start out with prayer before we get started to do things in order. Amen. Because God is the one who's leading and we're following. Amen. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, Lord, even as your prophets, we thank you for what's about to happen. We thank you for your spirit and your presence being here, Father God. We thank you for your unconditional love that it's not based on what we do or don't do. It just is. And so for that, Lord, we surrender ourselves unto you on tonight. And so, Father God, we ask you to have your will in your way. We choose to decrease and ask you to ever increase and just let your will be done in Jesus' name. And so we bind up satanic distractions and strategies, Father God, and tactics and schemes to keep the people from hearing and receiving and first believing. And so, Father God, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper as we flow even as your prophets in your spirit and your truth and your word and your might and your strength. And so we lose, Father God, unity. And we lose, Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word in Jesus' name to have his will and his way. We say yes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone. We bless God. Amen. For everyone who's here, amen. We give an honor to God for the people here at the Blog Talk Radio Station. We bless God for our leaders, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. And we bless God even for our speakers tonight, which will be Prophet Londa, amen, and Prophet Veronica Evans, amen, and also myself, amen. Prophet Gabrielle Bonner, amen. And so we welcome you all and say good evening, good evening, good evening. Let's get ready to have a great time in the Lord. Let's experience another kingdom movement of God. And whatever you're in need of, we say, please, have your faith. Hallelujah, because amen. You can't move the mountain with hope. You can't move the mountain with just guessing or wishful thinking. The mountain requires faith. And it doesn't matter how much faith you have, is do you even believe and have faith in God being God? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we understand that today, according to man's laws, today they name one day just like they did with the mothers. Today is Father's Day. So we want to say to the spiritual fathers, even the natural fathers, God bless you and happy Father's Day to you. Amen. We bless God for you keeping your integrity and taking the responsibility to man up and face your choices and be there for those children, whether spiritually or naturally, and whether they came for you or not. We bless God for your willing heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We bless God for him always being the Father. Amen. For he is, yes. I am. Glory be to God. And so tonight we're just going to talk about, glory be to God, on the spiritual side and natural side. Amen. What is a father? Amen. We're going to be calling out some of God's personalities to help you to understand and even look at in your past concerning your natural father or someone who tried to play a father unto you. You're going to begin to see what they may need to let God help them with doing better in that, or what they made a mistake or was an error at, and you're going to see where God is showing you where what is a father exactly according to his word. Amen. Not according to opinions or feelings and emotions, or what book says, or your family member says, but what does God say? What is the Father? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. And so tonight, we first want to give you the definition. Amen. A father, I have three different definitions here, and you'll hear me call out which one is spiritual, which one is natural. Amen. So a father, which is, this is both spiritual and natural meaning here, is a man in relation to his natural child or children that's also mm-hmm. relating to God in the spirit. Glory mm-hmm. be to God. Number two, it's a person who has originated or established something. Glory be to God. To be the creator, founder, or author of, originate. Now, we know that's God right there because, remember, mm-hmm. natural man didn't create you. They're not the founder of who you are. They're not the author of who you are. They did not originate you. See, your parents were part of the process, but God had already created you. You came from God, the creator. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so number two was both spiritual and natural because, see, your father, whoever chose to be a father to you or even your biological father, they choose to originate something with you, that relationship, either whether you're a man or woman, but it's their choice. They have to choose to originate or establish something with you. What is this something? Love. Discipline, teachings, impartation, depositing. So they establish a relationship with you. Glory be to God. A relationship that pleases God. That's part of the relationship. Those things I named, which is just a few, but that's how you establish something, is through relationship. You have to be in their life. Not hitting and missing, and not when you want to be, or every once in a while a blue moon, but you have to be there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At their
event.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so the first scripture I'm gonna come from is John 1:12 Amplified. And you're going to hear me call out some things about God that you can check this too on your checklist about your father. Glory be to God. Or even if you have kids now, you're an adult, look at their father. This is a good reflection to see and evaluate, do they have this, what God's saying is a father. And the first thing that the Lord gave me was God is loving. Glory be to God. And so you can't be loving, amen, if your father or your children's father never had a father to love on them, whether spiritually or naturally. If they never had somebody to love on them and that father figure, they don't know how to love anybody else. They don't know how to love another child, let alone their own. Even though, yes, they carried that seed, and that seed God purposely sent through him, if he don't know what it is to be a man or how to be loved as a man and be willing to express his emotions as a man, he's really going to have a challenging time with expressing love with his son and daughter. Glory be to God. And so many people would misjudge guys for this and saying, you're supposed to be a man and you ain't a man. That don't mean he's not a man. It means he doesn't know how to be. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So John 1:12 Amplified, this is what I learned about God is loving. This is a personality of a father, a quality. Yeah, a quality of a father. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, we're talking about God here, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. Catch that by your spirit, because naturally, if you know somebody or someone, or you may be this person, but you don't have children through this other person you're interested in that you may be about to be married to, or you may be courting, going through spiritual marital counseling classes, you both may have different children. Children from another person and not with each other just yet in marriage. And so here's the thing. If your children or his children are willing, as this word said, to adhere to trust in this person as they go through the process with your children to earn respect and not demand it or not take it, hallelujah, but earn the respect, earn the love, earn the trust, and rely on his name, glory be to God, the love can happen. Mm-hmm. The love can happen as this person, this man seeks the Lord on how to get establish a relationship with children that's not his. Glory be to God. The love can begin to happen because then the children, after some time, glory be to God, depending on where they're at mentally too concerning their actual father, they will begin to adhere to the discipline, trust in this man who's willing to take the responsibility to be what their father did not choose to be or probably didn't have the chance to be, whatever the circumstances were. Amen. And they will rely on him to be there as their father. And so God is saying that's the same way he is as a father. This is what a father is. A father is loving, meaning
Amen.
You have to be loving for a child to be willing to be comfortable and content with coming to you, even concerning their sins or concerning their curiosities that they may not even know is not good for them, that the enemy may be trying them with. They have to feel your love as a father. You have to be loving. You have to know what mm-hmm. love is, and you cannot express that if you haven't been loved on. Hallelujah. First starting with God. So we want to open
amen.
Up Prophet Londa. Amen. Do you have anything you want to expound on that? Amen.
No, I'm in a total agreement with that, Prophet Gabriel. I've always say that it's so important as parents how we treat our children when they're children, because there's a lot of adults out here. And sometimes I jokingly say children with age. But it's a lot of adults out here that are hurting from things that their parents have done to them, and they don't know how to get help, and they don't know how to give it to God and go to God and do the proper measures. And then they turn around, and when their parents hurt them, they turn around and be hurtful to people they come across as an adult. So that love is so important in the way that we love, like you said, God's example. There's no other way to love but that way. So I'm in total agreement with you. It's so important. It's so important to love on your children while they're young. Don't have them growing up being bitter or mean, or you cursing them out every chance you get, and be that stuff affects them. It grows up and it follows them through their adulthood. So you can sometimes you can tell people that was loving, loved the one they're loving because that was their example. So amen. Love is so important, and it starts as a child. We're responsible, and God has blessed us and made us responsible to be parents. We're responsible to do what he, you know, to do His will and His way with our kids. They're gifts. Everybody can't even have kids, so it's a gift. It's a blessing when you can. And when you're a child of God, we need to do best by God. And if you don't know, pray, Lord, help me. He will. I'm a witness. Amen.
Amen. You said a powerful word there, Prophet Lana, responsibility. So many people run from that. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to do other things without the responsibility and accountability. But when you sin, you're going to have to face it. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophet Veronica, did you have something you want to share on that?
Yeah, well, I just would just chime in and say, you know, it's very important how you train your children and what you give them. Because, as you said, with love, you know, it covers so much, you know, because when you really love them, you're going to make sure that they have what they need. You're going to make sure that they're disciplined. You're going to make sure that they're clean and they're well taken care of, you know, and that they don't have worries on them as an adult, you know, that would be a worry of an adult, because you love them enough to shelter them from that, you know, because you're only a child once. So a good father, I believe, with showing love for his family, would make sure that all of those needs are met, and that when you love somebody, you're gonna just do your best by them. You know, you're gonna do the best that you can, and even if you haven't had that, you're gonna seek help on how to give it to yours, because you just love them just that much. So I mean, really, when you really love someone, you go the whole mile. You go the whole mile for them. So
amen.
I totally agree. You know, love is so important, because without love, you know, if you have that love, you won't make them laugh for anything. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And you know what's so tragic to see you all is when somebody battles with pride, where they know
mm-hmm.
they should be showing love, but because of the strong man of pride and they keep giving into it, I mean, they leave you out there bleeding. Your heart is just bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
The children and everything, because they won't put aside their pride or their embarrassment or their shame, and they just keep dwelling on that and feeding that, and it's growing and it's making them worse as a person that should have been and could have been a father and needed to be. And you're
mm-hmm.
like, wow, you know, and then they want to come years later like nothing ever happened. It's amazing to me how people get amnesia, you know, and they show up on the scene, you know, afterwards, years later, expecting to be treated as a father. It doesn't go that way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because, you know, that's why the word of God said pride goes before a great fall. That's a
mm-hmm.
great fall. So just think about it. If it's that strong on a person, that's going to be a great fall, the greater the fall. Wow.
Amen. And sometimes
amen.
It's false pride, praise God. You know, they take pride in, oh, I'm a father, but you're not doing anything that requires father to do. So,
amen.
You know, you be father in name, but not actually in deed, you know. So
that's
that,
right.
That's mm-hmm. another thing, that false pride, you know. They take on this day, you'll see so many fathers walking with their children, but tomorrow, nobody going to school with them. Nobody's making
right.
sure their faces. It's clean, anything. So, you know, it's good to be proud of your offspring, but it's better to be able to take care of them so that you have something
mm-hmm.
to really be proud of, praise God, and not a false pride.
Amen.
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 That's so powerful you said that, Prophet Veronica, because I asked a young man, he's in his late 40s, and, you know, he has children by different mothers, and I said, every time I would ask him, how's your children doing? He never could tell me, but I could always tell him spiritually what's going on with his children. And I said, you know, for you to be in their dad or whatever, I said, or their father, as you say, you have yet to even be attentive even now after all the years you haven't been there. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, yes, it's Father's Day. He said, you're not going to wish me Father's Day? I said, no. I said, why should I? I said, are you a father? And they
mm-hmm.
had false pride. They said, yeah. I said, you
mm-hmm.
really believe that, don't you? And they're like, yeah, I'm
mm-hmm.
a father. I said, I said, my God, when you're that blinded like that, and that's also
mm-hmm.
evil, when you can mm-hmm. want to be you pick and choose when you want to be a father,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Lord Jesus. But the children won't respect you. They won't. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, you can't tell me nothing. All right. They're going to call you out on your demons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you for calling that out, Prophet Veronica. That's very powerful. That is so truth. That's the truth. Amen. And so another thing the Lord showed me about a father, what is a father? A father teaches you with wisdom, meaning he gives you understanding. He wants you to forgive others and not fight fire with fire. Amen. So many times you hear parents and even fathers trying to keep their boys tough or girls tough or whatever, but you have to be careful with that because you can set your children up for death. Because you have nowadays we living in times where children are carrying weapons and they see stuff at home, so they're doing what they see at home and on TV, and nothing is clean anymore. And you can't hardly find nothing PG-13. Even PG-13 is rated R and explicit. You know, that's just how perverted the world is. And so a father, when he learns how to be a father, he don't teach you to fight fire with fire. He gives you wisdom to what the Lord has given him, and he tells you to forgive other people. When they do stuff to you, even as little kids, because kids are cruel when they're little because they really don't know no better. A lot of them just doing what they see, and they're operating out of spirits that's in the household just transferring. Mm-hmm. And so kids, they are cruel at times. They really are. They say all type of things out their mouth because that's what they hear in the house. You know, they hear the mom say it, and they see this person say it, or siblings, whoever's saying it, auntie, the niece. That's why we have to be careful who we let our children around. Amen. Yeah. And so he wants you to forgive others and not fight fire with fire, because here's what Matthew 6:15, I'm coming from Amplified, says. But if you do not forgive others, nurturing your hurt and anger with the result that it interferes with your relationship with God, then your Father will not forgive your trespasses. See, look at God. That's the quality of a father. Another quality is he's going to teach you to forgive. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And not say, you know what, if they did this to you, this is what I want you to do when you go back to school. Or when you see them in the park, I want you to take this, and this is how you hit them with it. See, that's fire with fire, because, see, they may have something else, or they may have a gang or anything that can really hurt your child. You're putting your child in harm's way because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. So that's the dangers of when you have a father who's not in relation with God, too, because if he's not willing to seek the Lord concerning his seed, whether it's a girl or boy, he's already setting them up to fall to stuff, to fall prey to stuff. And so if you have a question or comment or you need prayer, amen, just dial the number 1. Amen, glory be to God, and we'll get to you right away. And the number, if you're telling others about this area, this service, is 347-945-5416. Amen. Amen. And so this is the dangers of not having parents that's in relationship with God or willing to seek the Lord first. Amen. Because it's not easy. You have to know who did God send through you. You need to let the Lord show you some things about your child. Amen. So you can tell if they're telling the truth, or the teacher lying, or the teacher telling the truth, your child lying. You need to know these things. And but also teach them to forgive, because when you don't teach your children to forgive, they start fighting in the flesh. They really do. And then here come vengeance. Here come retaliation. Here come backfire. Because, see, now you're teaching them the wrong way to fight fire with fire. So now you get in the flesh with this thing. And, see, you know, when you're dealing with demonic spirits, somebody else always carrying one bigger or heavier than yours when you're in sin. And so we don't want to teach children at a young age to start operating like demonic spirits. Amen. And so we don't want them to operate in vengeance or retaliation. I'm going to get you back for this. And since you did this, I'm going to do this. That's not good. He wants us to forgive people and then give your child the understanding. Why do kids do stuff? Break it on down on their level so they can understand that these children are going through a lot in their homes. Some of them are being abused. Some of them being molested, raped. Break it down on a level where they can understand, where a five-year-old will be like, yes, I understand, Daddy, you know, and give them an understanding of why they shouldn't fight back with these children or fist fight them and do stuff back to them, you know, amen, and retaliate. Amen. But and then give them wisdom on what they should do, how they should respond by the spirit and not react by their flesh. Amen. Amen. Prophet Londa, you have something you want to say on this?
No, I'm in total agreement with that. I remember sharing an incident with you with your children. You know, teaching them not to fight, teaching them how to talk things out. And I will say I have not always been there, you know, amen. You know, I can be transparent. And I remember an incident when my son was younger, and I did teach them that. I'm like, no, don't fight. And my son was in a classroom. This boy just kept picking and picking with him. And my son, you know, he didn't want to fight because he was told not to fight, and he knew he would get in trouble. But the boy just kept messing with him. So I had, you know, I wasn't there yet. I told him, I said, look, handle your business. You might get in trouble by school, but you're not going to get in trouble, you know, when you get home. Because the boy just kept messing with him, and, you know, you don't want your child to be a target or whatever. So my son did just that, and thank God I was, you know, I was able to. I was blessed enough to be at home, and I was volunteering a lot at the school, so I was in my son's classroom a lot. And when this one day, I don't know, one day I guess my son got tired. I wasn't there this one day. I don't know if I had an appointment because I volunteered at the school a whole lot. And the teacher came, I picked him up, and she said, Mrs. Goodman, I just want to say, Devin, you know, got into a little fight with the boy. And she said, I also want to let you know, I took my time breaking it up because this boy just terrorized everybody. And she said, your son handled his business, and I took my sweet old time breaking it up. So, like I said, I wasn't always there, but, you know, for the most part, you know, I have always taught my sons, you know, no fight. But sometimes, you know, some kids just, they just keep provoking them. But it's a blessing to teach your kids how to talk things out and using that as a last resort. And it starts at home. Your kids are a product of you. They really are. What they see and do at home, they will duplicate that. You know?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. What about you, Prophet Veronica?
Well, I was sitting here going over some scriptures, and I came across Ephesians 6 and 4, and it says, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, when I first read it, I thought about, it's like fathers don't just poke with your kids and, you know, and agitate them all the time, but, you know, just, you know, teach them the way of the Lord. But it's also, you know, teaching them, as Prophet Londa just said, you know, don't if you fight all the time, your kids is gonna fight all the time, you know.
Right.
So your kids will mimic what's happening at home. If you usually find a bullying child, it's something stemming from home that child is coming to school and starting, you know, all kinds of ruckus in school, and, you know, they just disorderly. So, you know, with that scripture, it's like, you know, you provoke your children at home, you know, just agitating them. They can't take it out on you. So they go wherever they go, and they bring that same type of wrath with them, you know. And it's like,
wow.
they can't help it because they don't know anything else. They, you know, they have to have an outlet, you know. And because it's only what they've been fed was negativity, their only outlet is going to come out negative. So I praise God for that. But, you know, we do teach them not to, but there are some times that they do have to fight
mm-hmm.
sometimes, unfortunately. But as you said, Prophet Gabriel, you know, you have to be careful now because it's not like before.
Yeah.
They don't just wrestle around on the ground and get dirty, and one
mm-hmm.
might get a little black eye, you know. It's they got weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Coming to school with them.
Yes. You have
to be careful now, you know, from the smallest thing to the biggest thing. So, you know, it's not like before. But we praise God for his protection over our children. Amen.
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 Can I ask something, Prophet Gabriel? Can I ask something, please?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I wanted to just share, Prophet Veronica is right when you said it stems at home because we end up having a meeting with the boy and his parents. Like I said, I don't know if back then they were doing wraparounds in classrooms. I'm not sure. But he didn't have one, but he would definitely have been a good candidate for a wraparound, you know, when they had a support person in the classroom with the child.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, like I said, he just was, I don't know how to explain him. He was challenged. I will put it like that. But he gave the teacher a hard way to go and gave a lot of students. But when we had the meeting, you're right, the mom, it was like three of our students. We ended up having a meeting because of how her son just kept being, you know, wanting to hit all the time. So, you know, I'm like, we need to have a meeting with parents because this can't keep happening. So we had the meeting, and then one parent was, I guess, loud and rowdy, like the boy mom that had issues, and she got along very well with her. But to me, she had an instant attitude. Didn't do nothing to her, but she just had an instant attitude. You know, I was quiet, and, you know, I spoke mannerly or whatever, and she had an instant attitude with me. So it's like I'm like, okay, that's where the son get it from. The apple don't fall far from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So Prophet Veronica is right. But like she said, sometimes it, you know, it's not something that I sent them. I didn't send them from day one and say, handle your business. It's just this boy just kept messing and messing and messing and messing with him. And then I had to get to the point, I'm like, look, handle your business. You'll probably get in trouble in school, but you won't get in trouble at home. And that's only after the boy kept repeatedly messing with him. But once my son handled his business, he had no more issues with him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 It's so sad because you never know in these homes what these children are experiencing and to the depth what it is and from whom. Because it's always somebody, either a family member or in the family or a close friend of the family. And you never know what they're experiencing, and then they have it's all bottled up, and so they got to release it somewhere. It's just like with a bottle of pop, you know, if you have it sitting there and it looked like it's not fizzed up, but you never know what somebody just did to it before you came there, and now it's all fizzed down. You know, but when you open it, it just released everywhere. You be like, oh, man, I didn't know that was in there. And that's the way somebody is that's bottled up with stuff, you know, with all the anger and the hurt and the pain, because these children are like, why would you do me like that? You know, they don't understand. They know it's not right and it's bad what their parents are doing, and they know they're little at that time. But see, even parents got to remember, kids grow up. You know, glory be to God. If they live to be adults, you know, God's willing, you know, and then don't get into trouble out there, they do grow up and become adults, and they don't forget what they saw in the household and how you treat them, you know. So that's the dangerous part, too, with parents that, you know, not into the Lord, and they just don't even, not showing their children love and doing according to what the Word of God says. Amen. Very powerful insights from both of you. Amen. And so another go ahead, Prophet Londa.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say one more thing. It's so important what we do, because I just want to share this. I remember one of the little boys shared with me, like I said, I volunteered at the school a lot, and he was just had anger issues. So one day he shared with me, and I felt bad. I'm like, this is why he have anger issues. He said when he gets up for school, his mom beats him up. Like, she took a belt and beat him, made him get up that way. And I'm thinking, this is why, you know, sometimes, like you said, we can't be judgmental to children because we never know what they go through at home. And that just broke my heart when he told me that. He said that's the way his mom got him up for school. He didn't get up. She came in there with a belt. So, of course, I would be coming to school angry, too. So it's so important what we do, you know, with our children. Amen. I couldn't even imagine being woken up to a belt.
Right. Amen. Amen. That is interesting what children have to wake up to, and even through the midnight hours, encounter from, you know, their sinful lifestyle with parents of demonic spirits just tormenting them throughout the night, not understanding what's going on. Amen. Amen. And so, again, if you need to spread the word out, people, amen. The number is 347-945-5416. Amen. And if you have any questions, any comments, or you need prayer requests, amen, dial 1. Amen. And we'll get to you right away. Praise God. Amen. And so another thing about what we're talking about, what is a father? Amen. Spiritually and naturally, we're going to God, who is the Father, so that you can see how your natural fathers, amen, are supposed to be or need to be. Amen. If they're not there yet. Amen, and if they're still living, glory to God. And so he gives of himself, glory be to God, meaning that even concerning, if you look at God, God gave of himself even through his son Jesus Christ, in and through Jesus Christ. He sent him to lay his life down for us in spite of. And see, this is how you know a father in the natural, a father, even if he's not your biological father, but if he chooses to take on that responsibility, that's part of him laying his life down, because there's a lot that comes with raising children. And so he's willing to lay his life down and give up his time that he may hold dear to his heart to watch the game or to do other things or play pool, whatever it is, so that he can be in your life and being involved at those times. amen, you may have, you may be in sports, or some have children in sports and things like that. But when you have a man who's willing to give of himself, you know, glory to God, and not go hang out with his guy friends or his brothers in Christ and things like that, but he wants to spend time with you and teach you about the Lord and, you know, just be there as a father to you and work on earning your respect and your love, that's a quality. Amen, and that's substance. And so I'm coming to you from Galatians 1 and verse 4, Amplified. It said, who gave himself as a sacrifice to atone for our sins, to save and sanctify us, so that he might rescue us from this present evil age in accordance with the will and purpose and plan of our God and Father. Amen. And when I looked at that in the natural, I said, how do I compare that in the natural? See, when you have a natural father, what he does is, even if it means something that he loves, he'll give it up just for you, amen, yeah. So that you can go to college, so that you can pursue your passion, so that you can go to the military, or so that you can have that type of career. He sows into your life. He lays his life down, and he makes necessary sacrifices for his conviction, for his love for you. Amen. So that you can be saved, meaning that he's not your salvation, but that so you can be saved from being a statistic, you know, from being a robber, a bank robber, or a thief, or a gang member, or a stripper, whatever it is, or selling yourself short as a woman or a man, or, you know, just doing sexual strange things for a piece of change, as they say. Hallelujah. So this man, amen, he is convicted, amen, even by the Lord to make that sacrifice. He gives up himself so that also you can get those scholarships or you can go to that college of your desire that you always wanted to go to and experience the college life with, you know, so he can rescue you from some things that you see your friends headed to in danger or those around you in the school or wherever you see it at or on the news. He's rescuing you from present evil things. Amen, in these evil times. So he's laying his life down so that you can have your life, the life that God has created for you as his son, or even if he didn't have you, that doesn't matter to him because you are part of him. Amen, especially if they're married. You know, everyone is as one. Amen, there's no I in team. Amen. Prophet Lana, do you have something to expound on with that?
I'm in total agreement with you, Prophet Gabrielle. Amen. I'm in total agreement. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. What about you, Prophet Veronica?
Okay, I'm coming with another scripture. Praise God. I'm coming with Matthew 7:9-11. It says, or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Praise God. And you know, that speaks volumes because it's like, you're going to give your child the best that you can, as you just said. You know, if they ask for bread, you're not going to go give them a stone to eat. You're going to find some bread for them, or you're going to find some meat or something that, you know, that they can mm-hmm. eat that's not, you know, that would be nutritious for them. So that means that whatever your children ask for, you know, to your ability, you're going to make the best of it for them because you care for them. Because God has made you a steward over them, and you are the provider, the provider of the house. Not that the mother can't be a contributor also, but the father is usually the provider, the one who provides for us, as also our Heavenly Father, you know, he provides for us as well. So, you know, that goes also in the spiritual as well as the natural. And if we ask God for something, he doesn't give us a stone for what we ask for. You know, he gives us according to our righteousness. When whatever we ask him for, he's willing to give us, you know, out of his heart, you know, out of the heart that we have for him as well. So I just digress on that to say that, you know, whatever the father, the child asks for, the father won't, you know, he's not going to give him something less than or something that he can't use. You know, you want to give your children what will be beneficial to them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And to tag on with Prophet Veronica, you know, she made me think about, in my spirit, the Holy Ghost brought back to me Proverbs 13:22, Amplified. It said, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the hands of the righteous. Amen, because only a good man can do this. Isn't that interesting when God says a good man, wisdom is saying this. So Proverbs is a book of wisdom. So she's saying that you know, a good man can do this, not an evil man, not a mediocre man. She didn't say a little boy or a male. Glory be to God. She said a good man. Hallelujah. Yeah. Leaves this to his children. So he's thinking about the future. He plans ahead. This is a wise man. Amen. Because as Prophet Veronica said, you know, when you love somebody, you ain't going to give them a stone and, you know, they ask for bread. That's evil.
Why would you do that?
Wow. That's very powerful to think about. Amen. That shows people's heart, even in the household, when they can be so mean and evil to children, and the children just asking you for a glass of water, or they ask you for this, and they huffing and puffing and throwing water at them and throwing stuff on the floor and saying, go get it yourself. Yeah, that's, you know, wow, evil, that's evil. Amen.
It is evil because a lot of parents, they take out their adult frustrations, they take it out on their innocent children. You know, children are being children. They look up to us. They want to ask us stuff. You know, we're their parents. And so many parents are walking around frustrated because they're not doing the things of God, don't have God in their life, and they're trying to handle life on their own. And a lot of children pay that price for the frustrations of their parents.
Amen.
And so, you know, and, you know, encourage young people. If I hear it and I know the person enough to talk to them, you know, like, go into a room, separate yourself. I remember it was one time my sons, oh, my gosh, it's like I told them, I'm getting ready to go to Modell's and buy a referee shirt. They just told on each other back and forth. They were real young. And I put myself on a timeout. I said, listen, if you're not bleeding to death, we're not breathing. Not knock on this door for 10 minutes. You know? Man, I could have got frustrated and, you know, do whatever other parents do when they frustrate, but I separated myself and I had to pray and ask God to, you know, calm me down with things. So it's so important, like you said, you know, the kids grow up in love, you encouraging them, you telling them good things, they're going to grow up loving. But if you cursing them out and being mean, then they're going to grow up mean. And it will affect their adulthood. It will. I done seen that with people that grew up in a mean environment and then they're mean adults.
Amen. And thank you for expounding on that, Prophet Amen. If you're getting the word out, amen, about what's going on tonight, amen, the number to give the people, amen, is 347-945-5416. Amen. And if you have any questions or prayer requests that's needed for someone else or yourself, amen, and you have a comment or something you want to share, just dial 1. Amen. And we'll get to you right away. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And so carrying on, amen, we're talking about what is a father? Amen. Going to God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because he is the father. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And so, amen. This next one is interesting with David. Amen. And this is something that the Lord gave me too. He said, God is a God of discipline and not abuse. Amen. So a father does not abuse. Amen. Mm-hmm. He does not abuse. Amen. When he disciplines you, it's out of love, not out of frustration or anger or emotions, being consumed in his emotions from what happened at the job or what happened with your mother or a girlfriend he's dealing with. Amen. But it's out of peace and out of a right spirit that's pleasing to God, a calm spirit. Amen. A spirit of love is done in love. Amen. And so I'm coming to you from, let me pull this back on up here. Because that's very powerful. People don't make sure not to do things in anger. Amen. Yeah. Because that's when abuse can kick in. Amen. So I'm coming from 2 Samuel. Amen. 2 Samuel. Glory be to God. Verse 7. Amen. Amplified is what I'm reading from. Glory be to God. It said, Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I anointed you as king over Israel, and I spared you from the hand of Saul. I also gave you your master's house and put your master's wives into your care and under your protection, and I gave you the house, royal dynasty of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have given you much more. Why have you despised the word of the Lord by doing evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with a sword, and have taken his wife to be your wife. You have killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will stir up evil against you from your own household, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your companion, and he will lie with your wives in broad daylight. Indeed, you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and in broad daylight. David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan is the prophet. And Nathan said to David, the Lord has also allowed your sin to pass without further punishment, and you shall not die. Look how gracious God is.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 14 says, nevertheless, because by this deed you have given a great opportunity to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme him, the son that is born to you shall certainly die. Then Nathan went back to his home. So what was happening there was God was sending his prophet Nathan to release the judgment upon David for his sin. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when you looked at this in the natural, when I was looking at this in the natural, I said, oh, wow, this is so awesome how you have to go into the spirit first so you can understand the natural. Amen. And so God is so loving. He already knew, catch this by his spirit, what his son David was going to do. He already knew he was going to do. Because he knows him because guess what? He has a relationship with David.
Right.
And that's the way it should be with a father, amen, and someone who understands what it means to be a father. When they also discipline you, they're disciplining you because, see, they spend time with you so much because you do live under the same roof, amen, and even if they don't live under the same roof and they're going through a child support or custody situation, when you two spend time together, there's things that your father learns about you and they study things about you. They're paying attention to you, amen. And so sometimes your father would know what you're going to do before you do it just by them seeing your body language you make or your eyes, where your eyes keep looking at, or how when they come in the kitchen, you keep end up in the same spot, and they're like, what you doing over there? What you doing? You know, and you might try to lie and make it like something else, but because they know a little something about you, they know you're up to something, and it ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So they know, they know what you're about to do, amen, because they done learned your behavior, some of your behavior patterns. So they know a little something about you. Amen. And so they give you leeway because if you've been good too, they give you privileges. And so God was letting him know through his prophet Nathan. He said, this is what I did for you. I gave you your master's house. I even put you your master's wives in your care. See, David had many wives. He didn't have to force himself upon Bathsheba and rape her. He didn't have to do that. That was not even called for. God said, look what all I gave you. And so it's the same way with a natural father and his child. Look, I let you get this car for sweet 16. I purchased you this car, the car that you desire, even though I was about to get me a new car so I can get to where I got to go. But I sacrificed, and I got you this. You know, I let you go on prom. I took you on prom, got you the dress you wanted, had it tailor-made. And not only that, I also let you go with this guy here. You know, I checked him out, his parents out, and I still let you go out with him together on the prom without me being around. You know, I trusted you. I trusted you with this. I trusted you to go and hang out and go to the mall and go shopping with your girlfriends and or with your homeboys and stuff. I trusted you. I let you do all this.
Mm-hmm.
I took a risk and to earn trust from you so that you can see that I trust you. You know, I do believe in you, give me a chance to go out there and learn the right way and not learn the wrong way. So I'm letting you get you some freedom without overdoing it. You know, I trusted you this. I trusted you that I got you this watch, this nice watch. You know, I let you go over here and hang out over your neighbor's house and things like that, and then this is what you're going to do. And so God asked David, he said, why have you despised the word of the Lord by doing evil in his sight? And so even when it comes to the natural, you ask your child, well, why would you steal that when I gave you $20 in your pocket to get whatever you wanted? You already have finances in your pocket. Regardless of peer pressure, you know what I taught you, because guess what? Me and you have a relationship. I'm your father. So and you, there's nothing you can't talk to me about. So why would you still go and steal anyhow? Why would you do that evil? You know, you knew this girl. You know she's a virgin and she don't get out like that. Why would you touch on her like that? I taught you better than that. I taught you what a gentleman is, what a man is. A man don't touch like that. Why would you want to stir up her flesh? I taught you better than that. I gave you word of God on that. How God feels about you sinning against, causing others to sin against their temple and arousing their flesh. And you said you understood. Why would you do that? Why did you get smart with the teacher and call her out of her name? I taught you to be a better daughter than that. I taught you that's not how a lady carries herself. You don't have to be disrespectful when somebody's trying to help you. Why would you do that? You know? Or why would you lie to me and say you had this on when you left for school, but why do you got on this top with all your bosom out? I'm your father. I taught you better than that. You know, what's up with you in the skirt? Where you get this skirt from? I'm your father. Mm-hmm. I taught you better than that. You don't sell yourself short like that. You're not a discount. You're not on a clearance rack. Why do you think you feel you have to be that way when you have a father right here teaching you and giving you examples of what a man is and how to respect yourself? Amen. So, you know, these are different things and scenarios with children. Amen. You know, why would you put your hand on a stove when I just told you I just got through cooking on it and it's still hot? Why would you test it? Why would you do that? To see how close you can get before you burn yourself. Why would you do that? Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah. You know, why would you bully that boy when you know his mother just passed away? What I told you don't hang with them kind of people. Why would you do that when you know that's evil? That doesn't please God, and I'm just really disappointed. So now you're going to have to pay for that because I warned you before the discipline is going to come. And I'm doing it because I love you, not because I owe you anything or explanation, but I want you to understand why this is happening right now, because you already knew better. And so God served him his judgment. He surely did through the prophet. Because, see, it wasn't like David didn't know no better. That's the worst part. He didn't know what he was doing. He purposely did this instead of him going the other way that he'd been taught by the Lord. Because remember, David was trained. He'd been trained since he was a little boy, a teenager. He was trained. This brother, as a teenager, slayed a Goliath. He wasn't new to the game. He wasn't a baby in Christ. And so, glory be to God. So, God served him his judgment. He served him his judgment in verse 10. He said, the sword shall never depart from your house. Okay, so since you want to do that, and you want to let peer pressure get in, which is an excuse, because I taught you very well. I taught you about the type of people to be around and not to be around. I showed you. I taught you. I even took you to the park one day. I let you watch all these other teenagers. And I said, tell me which ones you think I would let you hang out with and which ones I wasn't. I wouldn't. And you showed me. You're very smart now, so you want to play dumb today, but you knew what you were doing before you did it. Nobody peer pressure you that much, because last time I checked, you very smart to where if you don't want to do something, you ain't going to do it. So if you did it, it's because it's in your heart. It's in your heart. Hallelujah. So since you did that, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come to your classes and sit in there with you. That's what I'm going to do. And I want to see what this all about. I'm going to sit right on in there with you. I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to just sit right there, too.
Amen.
I'm going to sit right there. I'm gonna be, when you go eat lunch, I'm going to sit right next to you. I'm going to sit right next to you. As a matter of fact, I don't want you talking. So give me your cell phone, give me your laptop, all of that. Taking it every privilege away. Because see, I've taught you better than this. And see, because of our relationship that we have, I'm not the one to be taken for granted with all I've invested into you. I've sacrificed too much for me to allow Satan or allow any other person out here in this world who's not your father to cause you to do something that you're going to regret. And God forbid if it takes your life. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to save your life right now. I'm going to take your phone. I'm going to take your laptop. That's what I'm going to do. I'm rescuing you. Yeah, you can get mad and everything, but long as you know your place, keep your respect. Amen. So I'm going to take all this from you. As a matter of fact, you can't hang out with that female. No, you can't go out to the mall with them anymore. And if you lie, I will find out about it. Because remember, I'm your father, and I have a relationship with you. And I know how to get to people. I know how to communicate with people. Glory be to God.
Do
you have anything you
want to
expound on that?
Amen. Yeah, it's a couple of points that you made. So important when we do discipline our kids, like you said, we have to discipline them in love. We can't discipline them out of anger. And that's one thing I'm glad my mom example to me, even though when I was a child, she had this long talk, and I knew, you know, the discipline was coming after. And I'm thinking, like, will she hurry up and so I could just get this done and over with? She even had this long talk about how much she loved me and she don't want to do this, but she has to do it. And I'm like, just please finish. Please, I want to get it done. But it's so it taught me to do the same with my sons. When I had to discipline them, I talked to them in a little while, not right away, after it was over, you know, a little while, because you don't want them, not right away, you want them to understand what they did was wrong. I would always come back to them in love. Give me a hug. I love you. Just because I disciplined you don't mean I love you. I do it because I love you. Having that talk so your kids don't see you not, you know, not just lashing out of anger. And another thing, like you said, is putting trust in your kids. I always tease my kids because my mom was a warden. When I say the strictest of the strict, she was. And I told them, I said, I'll give you a rope. You determine the length. I said, I know how to make it real short because my mom exampled that to me. You determine the length. I can make it real short or I can make it long. You determine the length. And I want to share one more thing. When my oldest son had graduated high school, he wanted to go, you know, to a party, and I let him. And I told him, I said, listen, if any, because a lot of the kids was having, you know, celebrations at their house, you know, celebrate graduation. I said, this is what you do. I said, if you become into a situation that you know you don't want to be a part of, I said, you text me, and then I'll text you back, and you put it all on me. Oh, this woman tripping. She want me. Come on. I can't believe. I said, that's what you do. You make it seem, I don't care. Do whatever. But you get out of that situation. I said, you text me, and I'll text you back, and I'll, you know, act like I'm arguing or whatever. But if you, you know, come across something you don't want to do, put it on me. My mom tripping. My mom doing this. But you get out of there. So I thank God, you know, everything went well. But like you said, it's communication and it's loving. Loving and discipline is so important because you don't want your kids to just think you lashing out. You want to discipline them in love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Prophet Veronica, we're coming down your lane.
All right, we'll do this real quick. What the biggest thing that I heard out of it all is that I instructed you and that I have a relationship with you. And that is so important, because especially when it comes to fathers, because sometimes they don't instruct the children really, but they expect things from them. Or the ones who are not, you know, on the premise fathers, you know, they want to come in and they want to make a big hoopla when the child does something wrong. But you really don't know the character of this child. He never heard you say, don't do this and don't do that. So you didn't instruct him, you know. And so when you try to discipline him, they're going to look at you sideways, because it's like, where you come from with this all of a sudden? When I do something wrong, you come. But on day to day, you're not here. So it is very important to have a relationship, because when you have that relationship, they can accept your discipline easily, because they know that you really love them and that you're not just coming down on them and being the big bad wolf because you can. So that, you know, it makes a big difference in the child's life. So as a father, they really have to have that one-on-one with their kids, like I said, to know them, to know their character, know their behavior, and to just instill different things in them, so when they get ready to do something wrong, they can hear the father's voice as well as the mother's voice. Because I know, I'm sure, you know, you heard your mom's voice when you got ready to do something that you know you ain't had no business doing. You say, you know, my mother would have a fit. So the same thing with your father, you know. You have to know that, you know what, my father's going to have a fit if I do yada, 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 you know, because he's expecting greater from me. And it's going to disappoint him. Not only is he going to be angry, but it's going to disappoint him that I took a different route than what he's instructed me to take.
Right? Amen. That's right. And it's very both that Prophet Veronica, amen, because there's a difference when you're when the fear is reverential fear out of respect, and when it's fear because of fear of being tormented or abused. You know, that's just evil, because children and teenagers, you know, they really don't know what to do yet. Some teenagers will fight back as they get older, but then some of them, because fear is so deeply rooted, you know, they run away or they get worse with stuff, you know, amen. And so, you know, it's wise to seek the Lord on how to discipline them with reverential fear out of respect and not out of fear of being tormented or abused.
Amen.
And so we bless God. Amen. Again, if anyone needs any prayer requests, or if you have a question or a comment, just dial 1. Amen. It will get to you right away. The number is 347-945-5416. We just bless God for what he's doing. And again, we're talking about the qualities, some of the qualities of a father. Amen. What is a father? Amen. What does he have? He has substance. Amen. Because someone who's not a father yet and don't understand what it is to be a man, even a man of God, is more important. Amen. Because they need to be in relation with God. It's going to cause the whole household to suffer, because if Satan could get the head, he has the whole body. Amen. And we understand God's order, that God said the man is the head. Amen. He made Eve subject. Amen. Hallelujah. And he speaks about it. Even Apostle Paul breaks it down even more about the order. Amen. And so we encourage you all, keep the men in prayer, as we do as well. Keep the men lifted up. Amen, because the enemy is really after our men. Because, again, he understands order. And remember, he's strategic. He used to have a relationship himself with God. And so today, as we're getting ready to close, we want to say, if you need to give your life to God or rededicate yourself, this is your moment. Amen. Whether you're a man or woman, doesn't matter. Look, you don't have to hide your emotions with God. It's okay to express them as a man. That doesn't make you less of a man. It doesn't take away from you as a man. It adds to you because you understand that even God has emotions. He expresses his emotions. You see it throughout his word. He gets angry. He gets grieved at things. He gets upset. Look at Jesus. He took out a whip and started mm-hmm. whooping the religious folks. Amen. Mm-hmm. He cries. He sheds tears. And so if this is you, we want you to repeat out to us as we say these words. Father, I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I have sinned on purpose and not knowingly, Lord. I had looked back at Sodom and Gomorrah, and I went back to Egypt. But on this day, Lord, I come to you confessing, I don't know how to do this thing as a father. I don't know how to understand to express my emotions and establish a relationship with my children. But on this day, Father God, I choose to come to you with a yes, saying, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. I give my life back to you, Lord. I rededicate myself to you from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet and say, Lord, I surrender all. Make me, Father God, a new creature. Remove the old man, for you said all things are new. Old things are passed away. And, Lord, I surrender all in Jesus' name. I believe and I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior and Lordship over my life. In Jesus' name, Lord, my mind is made up. I'm not going back. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. 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 Well, God bless you all. Amen. Again, we bless God for Prophet Londa and Prophet Veronica and also our spiritual leaders, Apostle Marcus yes. Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. We are yes. Eagle Wings Ministries, a church with and without walls. Until next time,
yes.
thank God for the people at the radio station for letting us be here. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love you all. Amen.
Love you.
Love you amen. All. Have a good night. Amen.
Good have a good night.
Be blessed.
To call
sing along.